Hi, this is All Things McGill, CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm Maya.
I'm Rose.
And I'm Annika. And here's what you missed on Glee. I have COVID.
Annika has COVID and nobody else does. Maya had it over Christmas break. And I am a cuz.
She's singing because, of course, we're on Glee.
This is why I got rejected from every improv / comedy sketch group, because I literally have an inability for my brain to operate.
You don't need to bring this up.
Every single show? I do.
But I do.
Every single show, Rose is like, hey, remember when I got rejected from improv? Hey, remember when I got rejected from comedy? We remember, yeah, for sure.
Hey.
So how's COVID been going?
Should I cough for the audience?
I think they want to hear.
Just to see what a COVID cough sounds like. How dry is it?
That's my cough.
Dang, that's not... Yeah,
it's not as dry as you think it is. And I was convinced that, like, I didn't have COVID because I was like, I have a very phlegmy, wet cough. By the way, guys, I took a rapid test because PCRs in British Columbia, where I'm currently quarantined. For the record, everyone listening, we're not together. We're over Zoom. Secondly.
Oh, yeah, no, they definitely thought we were in the same room while you had COVID. That'd be super.
I wanted to clarify to everyone that we're not breaking any public health guidelines here. Anyway, second thing is that in BC at the moment, you can only get a PCR test, which is the swabby brain nose one.
Yeah.
If you are over 65 or if you're a healthcare worker, and I am neither of those things. Sure? I got a rapid test, and I don't know if you guys have taken a rapid test, but they're like it's like two lines. If you get two lines, it's positive, one line it's negative. And like I feel like usually they're a bit fuzzy. Like the lines are a bit fuzzy, like they're not like indecipherable, but like they're like there's like some like leeway. Mine were two stark bold lines. I have never seen a more positive COVID test in my entire life.
No, I literally, that's exactly what happened to me.
Within 2 minutes, right?
I got home, yeah. And
yeah, within 2 minutes, me too.
Well, so wait, 15 minutes? It literally took like 40 seconds and then 2 minutes to confirm. The most solid lines I've ever seen in my life. It was horrible.
If I drink your blood right now, do you think I'd be able to be immune?
That's interesting.
You should try it.
Not drink, but you if you transfused it, then
do you have, what blood type are you?
I think I'm O neg.
I'm O neg! So you can give me blood, and only you.
Isn't she, aren't you a universal donor?
I'm a universal donor, single acceptor.
Whoa.
Okay.
What are you?
I don't know. Is it like a common thing to know your blood type?
Well, because I have a feeling for Canadians it's really different, but American Red Cross is literally the only way. Like, this is funny. Universal healthcare to Canada is GoFundMe to United States. The blood in hospitals is to Canada. Blood, according to donation, is to United States. So I feel like...
Like, everything you just said was literally indecipherable. Universal
healthcare is to Canada, as GoFundMe is to United States.
Okay, that I get.
Hospital blood is to Canada, as blood upon donation is to United States.
I'm so confused.
You still have to donate the blood in Canada. They don't get free blood just because you have universal healthcare. Someone has to give the blood, Rose.
Yeah, but have you given blood before?
No.
There it is.
But we have a blood shortage. We have a bad blood crisis in Canada.
You literally have no people in your country.
No, because nobody gives blood.
Yeah, because you don't have National Honor Society that mobilizes the people and organizes blood drives for students under 18 years old.
Okay, guys, sorry. Rose is officially Smokey the Bear, but for blood drives, she's become an advocate, a mascot for
blood. It's like the Christians on Instagram who are against sex trafficking.
What?
You know those.
No, I don't.
No, I don't. What? Like, instead of caring about politics and stuff that actually impacts the... Well, I'm sorry. I'm not saying that sex trafficking is not a thing. Because multiple of us, Lucia and I included, have been attempted to...
Sex trafficked?
No, but, like, people on campus...
Okay, the way you were phrasing that was like you're about to say multiple of us have been sex trafficked. And I was like, I know that for a fact to be false.
First of all, you don't know me or my story, but...
I know both you and your story, actually.
It's pretty simple to memorize. Yeah. She's a simple girl. Anyways, all I'm saying is that I think blood donations are more common in the United States.
That's okay.
I've never donated my blood.
I've done it so many times. It's because I was a social justice warrior in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes, you were.
Anyways, my
blood type is O neg.
So yeah, I wonder if the antibodies would transfer over to you. Not enough, though, right?
I mean, I have my booster.
Yeah, you got your booster. I got natural immunity.
By getting...
I will say, it is very, very nice to like know that for the next 3 months I'm like set. Like I don't have to worry about getting COVID. I can't get it again.
I'm scared.
Yeah, me too.
You should be. You're gonna get it.
Okay, literally. Everyone's
my sister just got it. My dad is the only one in my family who hasn't gotten it yet.
You don't realize how exposed I got.
And Rose hung out with the person who gave me COVID more than I hung out with them.
And I went to a holiday party where everybody, literally no person tested negative. Actually, one person tested negative out of the 14 of us who work there. They all tested positive except for
Rose.
I just knocked on wood.
That's insane.
I just think that everyone, like, I don't know, at this point, all of the articles are saying herd immunity is the way to go. So I feel like everyone should just, you know, Omicron, have a nice little horrible, horrible cold, and then they're naturally immune.
And for some people, it's not even that bad. Like, my mom has it right now as well, and she's,
you ended up getting it? So are you guys bonding and help and, like, talking?
Yeah, today we went outside in the backyard for 20 minutes together. It was lovely.
You're breathing each other's air?
Well, we both have the same variant.
That's what I'm saying. So,
yeah. Yeah.
That's nice. So,
at least I have a partner. A partner in crime. A partner in COVID, if you will.
Yeah, and you can go outside. That's good.
Today's my first time that I've been outside since last Wednesday. Because I have just been locked in my room. My mom and I are the only ones who have COVID. My sister doesn't have it. My dad doesn't have it. So they're like free to roam about the house. But they're like, me and her are locked in our bedrooms.
Well, doesn't your mom sleep with your dad?
No, she's in my brother's room right now because he's come back to Montreal.
Yeah, when my mom got COVID, my dad slept in a different room.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, what a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Don't really like it that much, do I?
No, I think it'll be over.
It's too hard to predict, seeing as, like...
Since I undershot last time by saying May 2020, I'm going to say June 2030. So that way, that big overshot.
Yeah.
And for sure. Chances are it'll be before that. So there's not, my expectations are so, so low. That way I'll be happy no matter what.
No, I can't. The only thing holding me together right now is the knowledge that I'm going to Europe this summer, and that's literally it.
Oh,
that is the only thing tiding me over.
Together as well.
Sorry?
That is also what's holding me together, is Europe trip 2022.
Yeah.
But even that is an unknown.
No. Don't even start. Like, we need to act as if, like I need to act as if this is gonna happen for me, because otherwise like I will lose it. I will seriously just lose it.
I think this is being back in lockdown in Montreal. I was having a weird night, and I got home and I laid in bed, and I have never felt more unstable in my life.
What?
It's just like this situation is not the vibe. Like lockdown is not the vibe.
Yeah, because you thrive off of being busy and going to places and doing these things, and now you don't have that necessarily.
However, like, every single day we've done something that has been fun and, like, community-based and really wonderful, so I've had a great time here. But I think at night when you're laying there and you're like, I can't leave my house.
Yeah, because you like going on walks.
Yeah.
You like going on walks at night when you're stressed.
Yeah. You claw, you fight.
like a stranger. I could tell you the truth or a lie. I could tell you the people are good in the end, but why would I? Angels will cry when it's raining, tears that are no longer clean. What do you mean? What do you mean so gone? I waited here so
Okay, this is relevant to every McGill student because you have a free subscription to Canopy, which has all these like indie films.
Oh my gosh, I love Canopy.
It's so good. I was watching so many fat documentaries about like fat phobia and stuff and how obesity was like invented. I don't know. Look, I don't know. I was like hearing about it and I was like, okay, sure. But anyways, it was interesting to learn about that perspective.
What's like supersize me.
The perspective is about like there's health at every size.
Yeah. Interesting.
I've been meaning to start this TV show. This will probably be a better topic to discuss once I've seen the TV show, but it's called Shrill. It's on Hulu. It's got AD Bryant and she was on SNL. And it's basically about this woman who like starts writing this blog because she's like everyone sees me and the first thing they see is fat and then they dismiss every other part of my personality. And it's like, I don't know what the trailer for it looked so good. Cause it was just so like, she has this whole life and it's like, she's just like, since she was a kid, just been prone to gaining weight and like what? And then somehow that just like colors everyone's perception of her all the time for genuinely no reason.
I would like to watch that. Is it out?
Yeah, it's out. It's like three seasons are already out. It's over.
Oh my god.
We should watch it. Sounds really cool.
I would love
to. Wait for me. I'll watch when we get back to Montreal.
Oh my god.
Great plan.
That's such a good idea.
It can be our show. It can be our All Things McGill show.
Then we can talk about it.
Yeah.
No, because I think I was having an interesting conversation with my mom on FaceTime because she was telling me about her new diet. And I had just watched this documentary about fat phobia. And I was like, Mom, I just wanted to make sure that you are prioritizing health and not thinness. And she was like, what do you mean by that? And I talked to her more about it. And she was just fighting back with like, oh, but the way I don't want my husband to look at me differently. Oh, I don't want, but I can see that he doesn't look at me as fondly when I've gained weight. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, Mom, literally?
Throw the man away.
You're literally inventing this. And if he is, throw the man away.
Mm-hmm.
Throw the man away. And also, like, I can just tell that it's not from a place of, like, oh, I want to be healthier. It's literally from a place of just, like, I want to be more thin, which is just, like, very chaotic. And I was trying to, like, fight against it here. But at the end of the day, I can't tell her what to do. She is my mother.
True. But one thing about moms is that they are always going to be on a new diet.
Yeah, that's just
the way to be on a new diet.
And I was like, Mom, you have to listen to your body. And then I backtracked and I was like, but your body doesn't even release the cues that I'm used to experiencing because you've trained it to forget about those cues and not eat when you're hungry and eat when you're not hungry. You know what I mean? So the whole like listening to your body and intuitive eating is completely out of the window for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she'll never be able to get that ability back. Anyways, I'd love to watch this movie about fat phobia.
Yeah, it's really interesting to like to see because like people have internalized it so much that you know they'll get upset at everyone around them if like someone comments on how they look or whatever, but in reality it's them like being like, oh, you're commenting on me, that means that I must be fat or I must be like not good looking or something like that. And it's so hard to break that cycle because it's so easy to like go into negativity rather than being like, wait a second, they're complimenting me. It's a compliment. It's not that I need to change anything about myself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's anytime somebody like says, oh, if somebody says, this is hypothetical, somebody says, oh, you look thin, like blah, 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 you look really good, and like equating those two things, it makes it really chaotic in my mind, because like a part of me is really, really happy, but then the part of me that's grown from that really bad place is looking bad and like judging the person for saying something like that to me when it's obviously like not acceptable anymore to say that shit.
It's not.
You know? So it's like feeding this really toxic part of me or trying to be a better person and love myself more.
Yeah.
How do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even when I first like got to McGill, I remember I was so depressed and anxious all the time. I like didn't eat more than one meal a day for like 2 months. And I dropped like 15 pounds. And I remember coming home for winter break and my family being like, oh my God, like you look so good. Like, can't believe the freshman 15 didn't hit you. And I was like, yeah, but like, I'm the least healthy I've ever been in my life. I'm so miserable all the time. I am not a healthy weight for my body. I'm like skin and bones. And I was just like, this is not like, I'm not healthy. I'm just thin.
Literally. Mm-hmm. Or like when after a month and a half hiatus from working at Heskey's, and the women downstairs, I came down for the first time and they were like, oh, you look so thin, you're beautiful, you've lost so much weight, you look amazing. Without realizing that I had literally just spent a month and a half in and out of the hospital with the worst mono ever, not being able to eat. And it's like, I'm actually not like nourished right now. Yeah. I'm actually starving. And you're saying this. And then when I come back from Christmas break, and you're gonna tell me I've gained weight. Oh, you put on the weight that you had once lost. Like, can you just not? Can you just not? Because it didn't feel good when you called me thin, and it sure as hell didn't feel good when you called me fat again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I've got both sides of the coin, and I'd like for you to stop. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So if anybody's out there telling people that they're thin and meaning it as a compliment, it's not, because you're undervaluing the person they were before they've reached the weight that they're at.
Yeah.
So
Like this break, everyone was like, oh my God, you finally lost your freshman 15. And I'm just like,
what?
Yeah. And I was,
you're,
yes. And it was annoying because I just really hadn't thought about this in a while.
Literally.
Like, I don't think about these things
anymore.
I thankfully just don't think about this a lot of the time, and I liked my body in first year and I like my body now, and so to hear that, it's like, oh, should I have been upset? Or like, I don't know, like now I have to think about my physical being, and it's like, what are you trying to do to me? Are you trying to say that I look better now just because like
I'm thin
or I'm thinner than I was? Like, what is this?
Yeah, I've noticed that with just so many different things too. I remember like feeling really bad about my skin, and then somebody told me like nobody notices. But then like people make comments like that about your body or about your skin, like whether or not it was, oh, it looks so much better, oh, it looks blah, 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 blah. And then you realize, oh, it is something that people notice, and these like all these little things that people comfort you by saying like, oh, they don't notice that. Like, nobody looks at that. But in the reality is people do, and people judge, and people do all these things. And so it's just like, I don't know, it's just sad. It's just sad. Everybody focuses on appearances. That's why body neutrality is really interesting. You know, the trend in body, like the subset of body positivity, where it's like, or it's not even a subset of body positivity. It's a completely different thing. It's like, not feeling good or bad towards your body, just like recognizing that it's this flesh sack that's holding your organs in, and like not that permits you to do these things in everyday life, that should not be criticized or judged poorly or well, you know?
Yeah,
it exactly. is what it is.
It is. You're born in the body that you're born in, and you don't need to say in it.
And if it, you don't need to have like a positive perception of it, and like the pressure to like
need to be beautiful, mm-hmm. or need to be glowing and need to be like smooth. It's entirely socially constructed, and maybe that's the harmful part.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do when I said this earlier, or I said this to my friend Kate. I should just cut this out. Why am I explaining? Anyways, I said that it, like, I said something where I was like, whenever I don't feel good about my body or whatever, I visualize the fact that nothing else can fit in the skin that I'm in. Like, my organs only can fit in this body. Aww. So there's no way that I could be smaller or I could be bigger. Like, there's no way that that could happen because this is the only way that they fit. And it's really nice because it's just like, okay, like, this is literally all that can happen because these are my...
From a technical perspective, yeah, that's...
That's nice. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
So think about that whenever you're...
Like, the amount of
down.
Cells you have or the amount of, like, bones you have. That's really cute. Mm-hmm.
My personal favorite is just, like, listen, today I got up and I watched a run or whatever, and, like, thank you, body, for, like, existing that I can do that, and that's all you need to do. It's just, like, be able to get me from point A to point B, to be able to get me to live my life. Anything beyond that is not your problem. Like, it's just a body. It exists to facilitate brain. That's it.
100%.
Yeah, and all the bad feelings about yourself, it's literally in relation to, like, the extent to which you can attract another person. And it's like, that's not what matters here. Mm-hmm. Like, what matters... is simply you, what you can do and what you want to do, mm-hmm. and it's nothing about your relation to another human being, because anybody who bases their relationship to you on your looks isn't somebody you should be having around.
See,
literally, like, my stepdad doesn't love my mom for her thinness. I mean, I'm overestimating these men, but I hope not. And if he is, then that's an issue that we need to address. Or not. I don't know. Anyways, good gabs.
Your body is the least interesting thing about you.
Mm-hmm. I love millennial Instagram.
And it's true.
Comments.
Except for these tattoos, baby. Those pretty interesting.
Wait, the new one?
Yeah, she's
in. Yeah, we got this one.
Okay, let's describe it.
It is a mountain range with some trees and a telephone pole.
Really? That's so BC of you.
I know. That's Mika responded to my story, and she was like, West Coast, let's show them how we do it. And I was like, you're right, period.
I love it. Is it a specific mountain range?
I sort of wanted it to be, but then I was like, I don't really have the effort to, like, send all these pictures of this mountain range to, like, the artist. And I was like, you just leave it up to interpretation. Just make some nice mountains. So yeah. I just let her do it.
That means they're your unique mountains.
Yeah. These are nobody else's mountains. These are only my mountains.
That's right. Just like these.
That's awesome.
Pointing to my breasticles. Anyways,
you guys say breasticles too?
Yeah.
I used to say breasticles all the time when I was like 14.
I know, it's so fun to say, right? Anyways.
It's been so nice to talk to the radio.
We're going to try really hard this semester to give you live content, or, you know, semi-live, day before recording content every week.
It's just fun, guys. It's fun to just gab with your gals.
Catch up with your friends.
And in 5 days, Annika will be back on the best coast, East Coast.
It's funny because, like, Montreal's not on a coast. Like...
Yeah, you're right.
The coast of my... Yeah, sorry, what?
Yeah, you should backtrack there. You should mix that one for sure.
Get together and record the radio show. It's going to be great.
I can't wait.
Yeah, and my boss is going to send some music.
Oh my gosh, so exciting.
They
told us to watch Labyrinth last night.
Yeah, they told us to watch Labyrinth. My take is that... It's like, if I were in the right mindset, if I had been in the right mindset, I think I would have enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was too long. I think it should have been maybe 45 minutes shorter.
Yeah.
And then at that point, it would have been cool. I did like the David Bowie portion.
Yeah.
But that's it. You should watch it, Annika. I think it'd be...
Is this like Pan's Labyrinth?
No, not Pan's Labyrinth. Labyrinth with David Bowie.
And Connolly something? Julie Connolly?
Yeah.
Labyrinth?
It's not Pan's Labyrinth. That one's creepy. The monster with the hands.
I've never heard of this Labyrinth movie. Oh!
It was my childhood movie.
What's Pan's Labyrinth?
Wait a minute. In my head, I have combined these two movies into one. I have seen this movie, and in my head, this is Pan's Labyrinth.
That's crazy.
But it's not. That's just Labyrinth. That's really weird.
What's Pan's Labyrinth?
Pan's Labyrinth. Is a creepy movie about...
Pan's Labyrinth is the Nazi one.
It's the Nazi one.
Oh, I don't like that. What is it about?
I don't remember because I was too scared. I stopped watching.
Okay, true.
But it's about a little girl and she finds Pan, I think.
Yeah, and then it's like her escape from like how terrible... Because like I think her dad gets murdered or something and then she goes into this labyrinth. But anyway, so I definitely thought David Bowie was in. No, because he was the Goblin King. Oh, okay, guys, this is funny. In my head, I really thought these are the same movie, but they are not. So that's iconic of me.
That's hilarious.
Anyway.
Anyways, you want to send
Rose?
Annika?
Pardon?
You want to send us off, Annika?
Yes. Hey, everyone. This has been Glee. Thank you for watching Glee. And by Glee, I mean All Things McGill, CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm Annika.
I'm Rose.
And I'm Maya. And have a wonderful Monday. Oh, wait, what's the weather going to be? It will be January 10th. Afternoon. And there's a high of -6 and a low of -19.
We love you.
Bye.
Happy birthday to my brother. Happy birthday to my brother.
Happy birthday, brother.
He's definitely listening.
Yeah. Woo!
Situation's not perfect, but we could have a good time, late walking hand in hand, just you and me, baby. If I could change the season,
change
the season, I could change the reason,
change the reason,
we could change the scene.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean. I got no destination. Just as long as we're together, baby, could be my last chance.
Last chance
to make a good impression. It could be my last chance.
Last chance
to make a good impression. You're so beautiful. Like a mystery untold, uncanny as a summer's day, to help your secrets unfold.
Your conversation
soothes my soul.
Your motivation
keeps me whole. I keep your skies so blue, I keep your green grass green. You know what I mean. It could be my last chance.
Last chance
to make this good impression. It could be my last chance.
Last chance.
Gotta make that good impression for the girl. My last chance.
Last chance
to make this good impression.
Living together.
La lune était en capricorne et le ciel était noir cancer. On a attendu qu'il s'endorme pour partir rejoindre la mer. On a pris l'urne par les cornes et sans regarder en arrière, j'ai posé dans la salicorne les cendres de mon père. T'aurais jamais dû partir, j'aurais dû te retenir, Maya. On s'était entendu, peu de cris, peu de pleurs, personne part avant l'heure, Maya. Pourquoi l'avoir rompu, le pacte de sang qu'on a signé adolescent, tous pour eux et droit le vent. Sans toi, sans diogène, plus d'air, plus d'oxygène, Maya, c'est plus comme avant. Pourquoi tu viens?
I don't mean it. I had to burn everything that I want just to come back like a phoenix. A phoenix. You've been worried about me, tornado inside. I've been complicated. Take a second to show me how to burn in her eyes. I could swear I'm changing. I wasn't very happy when you met me, baby boy. You told me you love me. Does it a back? I don't mean it. I had to burn everything that I want just to come back like a phoenix. A phoenix. I know I haven't called back, but I'm building it up slowly, baby, surely. You're the first one I contact. When I feel good enough, you don't have to worry. I wasn't very happy when you met me, baby boy. You told me you love me. Does it a bark? I don't mean it. I had to burn everything that I was just to come back like a phoenix. You told me you love me. Does it a bark? I don't mean it.
Can I play you some of the new things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial?
Hey, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and this is All Things McGill.
In case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Tous mes amis super-héros, je vous invite à venir écouter à la radio CKUT 90.3.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Venez prêter main forte à la campagne de vaccination contre la COVID-19. Nous recherchons des personnes pour administrer les vaccins, des préposés à l'entretien, des agents administratifs, des préposés à l'accueil et des agents de sécurité. Vous êtes étudiant, retraité, vaccinateur? Faites la différence et contribuez à améliorer la santé de la population en participant à cette opération d'envergure. Informez-vous et manifestez votre intérêt dès maintenant sur jecontribuecovid19.gouv.qc.ca. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Tuesdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., for a special Black History Month edition of the Montreal Sessions. The month kicks off on February 1st with the best in reggae and soca with your hosts, Production Sounds and Soca Head. Week 2, February 8th, Wizzy Moonchaser, host of The Morning Detour, broadcast live from DG Kicks, a sneaker store in NDG. The final 2 weeks, 15th and 22nd, are hosted by Stephen Ziplocks Hennessy, educator, creator, and part of the Ill Groove Garden team. Don't miss it.
Happy Monday, everyone. I hope all is well on this brisk February Monday day. My name is Havana, and you're listening to CKUT at 90.3 World Skip the Beat. Today I have an assortment of international music from all over the globe, so we got lots of African, some Japanese, and quite a bit of Eastern European. So without further ado, please enjoy!